This is the Creative Sports Podcast. My name is Justin Peterson, and joining me are Garrett Wright.
I thought that was a really good conversation just all around.
And Brock Rom.
Yeah, I think I forget about my experience sometimes, or I marginalize it. I think a lot of people do that.
Have you ever wondered what it'd be like to bring all creatives under the same umbrella? Well, we have a trio from Team Teal of the San Jose Sharks and the NHL to have that conversation with us today and to talk about their experiences of joining forces for better collaboration.
It's an aggressive clap.
It's what we do. Damn it. I just realized that I talked. I was trying so hard not to say anything, and Brock goaded me into it.
That's what I'm good at.
The one thing.
The one thing. That's
hey.
It. Nothing else.
That's all you do is you just goad people into stuff. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. My name is Garrett Wright. I want to start out with a big thank you to APM Music for donating the tracks we use on this podcast. Also, a reminder that this podcast is an extension of the sports creative community on Slack, so if you're hearing this and not a member of that community yet, you should head over to sportscreativeslack.com and sign up for free.
All right, so today I am unfortunately without Brock and Garrett, but I am joined by a trio from the San Jose Sharks, and that trio is Dustin, Tina, and Whitney, and I'm excited to have this group with us because we're going to be talking about opportunities to blend departments that I think quite a few people will likely experience over the next couple years, if not the next couple months, and this is something that these three have all experienced and have gone through the reorg already. And so we'd like to get into the conversation about talking to them about their experiences, what's worked, maybe what hasn't, or something that has been a little bit more challenging than they anticipated. But first, let's just start by introducing the three of you and highlighting the different roles that all three of you play within that.
I'll start it off, I guess. My name is Dustin Lamandola. I'm the Director of Creative and Entertainment for the San Jose Sharks.
And I am Whitney Halleck, and I am the Brand and Creative Services Manager for the San Jose Sharks.
And I'm Tina DeVilio. I am the Event Presentation Manager for the San Jose Sharks.
Awesome. So, Dustin, can you give us a little bit of a background since you've been with the Sharks the longest out of the three of you, and give us a little bit of a background on where the organization was and some of the reasons that went into bringing this group together?
Sure. I started with the Sharks in October 14. And when I got to the team, it was very similar to a lot of the other organizations I had worked for. It was a very small video production team of two people for the San Jose Sharks and then one person for the digital social aspect of the team. And then there were two people for event presentation. There was the event presentation director, and then there was event presentation manager. That team worked with our technical services group, which is really our building operations team. And at that point, how game ops was ran and the content was ran was the Sharks built out their player content, the things that were interviews with the players or anything that was kind of locker room related. And the technical services team handled really the opens and music videos and those kind of things that were just specific to game entertainment. When I arrived, I had definitely some other jobs that I was coming from. I knew that that situation could be good, but it definitely comes with its pitfalls. You don't have a lot of consistency on what you're getting from a building aspect a lot of times, due to the fact you'll have several different editors putting their hands into those projects, just, you know, due to time frames and workloads. And on the Shark side, they didn't have enough to really do everything, you know, all on their own. So the following year, we were able to bring the tech services team and the Sharks production group kind of together. And then we expanded the Sharks technical group and made the SJ Sharks productions team is what it's called today. And so we were able to hire a few more bodies for the Sharks side. And doing that, we started traveling with the team and also producing any content that was going to be in arena and or digital. A lot of times those two properties cross over. It just depends on music rights and things like that. But we try to keep things pretty consistent for our fans in the arena and also at home on digital. And so we brought those teams together and we started expanding. And then about 2 or 3 years later, we really saw the benefit of getting event presentation included into SJ Sharks Productions and bringing those teams together even further. So it felt a little bit more of a connected storytelling from what you're seeing day to day at home on the web and also what you're seeing in the arena. So we were able to, you know, work with the event presentation team, and instead of them brainstorming what works best for their show and then us coming up with content that might support that, we were actually able to think of it as more of a global approach to entertaining our fans and getting our voice out there. So we started working together on how we, you know, design the storytelling from our ice projection to our TV timeouts and our even our in-arena games at intermission and stuff. We really started brainstorming together as a group and saw a great benefit of that. And it's been really helpful for our abilities just to tell a better story and to really entertain day in and day out and not make things cookie cutter. You know, every Tuesday or Thursday night, we want to make sure those games are as different as they can be from each other. So we work really hard together on that. And then this season is going to be our first year where we're bringing the creative service department over as well to all be under one umbrella of creative. We're really excited about that opportunity. We have really been working with Whitney and her group through the years, you know, really strongly anyways, and building that camaraderie and building that, you know, kind of just creative back and forth so we can have brainstorms together and make sure that, you know, we're really making everything that comes out of Shark Sports and Entertainment, you know, at a high level. So this year was our first year working together. You know, pandemic brought a lot of change for all of us in the sports industry, a lot of challenges. But one of the great things for some of us was the chance to step back a little bit without having games. And we took that opportunity to have all of the creative entities come under one umbrella and then design the look and feel all in-house for the first time without working without any ad agencies or any outside help at all. So that was a really great experience and a really fun way for us to kind of launch our new creative group.
That's awesome. So just to clarify, it sounded like there was some level of arena group and then some internal, and now it's kind of all kind of seen as internal. How do you delineate between those?
Yeah, that's a good question. I didn't really follow up on that. So we still work with our technical services group really well. They've gone through a restructure during this whole period as well. So they're a little bit different on their end, but they're still our go-to for every game day. So we produce all the Sharks content in arena, and we also do our minor league Barracuda hockey team. So we still work with them on a daily. We have weekly meetings with them to make sure that they understand the content ideas and what's coming to them. And obviously we work really closely with them with any new technologies or anything that we want to bring in. They're instrumental in everything we do when it comes to opening nights and day in and day out games, but definitely things like opening night and playoffs where, you know, we bring in PixMob wristbands and those kind of things. They're, you know, absolutely a huge help in helping us get, you know, the show that we have envisioned in our mind off the ground and out there to the fans.
Great. So Tina, you and your group recently won a GMA through IDEA a little bit ago. You want to touch on what that impact has had, like the reaction from bringing more of this content in-house and you guys leading the charge on that?
Yeah, so about almost a month to the day ago, I think, is when we won those awards, and the reaction has been incredible. I know Dustin's team, our team, we're all one team now, but as SJ Sharks Production, we work incredibly hard and have a lot of integrity in the fact that our show is done completely in-house, and that we put literally blood, sweat, and tears into every piece of content that goes up on the video board. So to know that our peers in the industry thought of it as the best show in hockey, the best show in all of sports, was incredibly humbling and just an incredible honor to even be considered, because we know a lot of teams are spending high dollars to create a show like that. And we we took it upon ourselves to just say, no, we don't want to go out of house right now. We have the creative minds here. We have the talent. Let's do it here. And Dustin has empowered all of us to just kind of do, not necessarily do what we want, but like have that creative freedom to say, I want to do this idea. Let's just give it a shot. And a lot of the last couple media days that we've done, it's all just been kind of, we get in a room, we decide the direction we want to go, the vibe we want in arena, and we go from there. And I know we change our opens a couple times per year. We have specialty nights and things like that. And we really try to differentiate the games. We don't want the same exact experience every single time you step into the arena. We want you to feel like you're going to a party, and you don't want a year season ticket holder. You might not want the same exact thing every single night. You might be looking for a different vibe from a Tuesday to a Saturday night, but we have to treat each game like it might be someone's first as well at the same time. So as long as everybody, we just want everybody to walk away happy, regardless of win, lose, whatever. We want people to walk away and say, I had a great time. I need to come back, whether the team performed well or not. And I just think our group was so overjoyed when we found out we won those awards. Like, we honestly didn't really expect it. So, and the way everything was set up this year was a bit different with all the virtual. IDEA did an insanely good job at getting this off the ground and being able to have the GMA awards and including people who may have been furloughed or let go from their positions, and just making sure everybody felt like we were part of that family and doing the GMA voting and everything. So, usually you find out the top three like day one of the conference. So we had no idea where we stood. We picked our top three, and we honestly weren't really in it. We were overjoyed. We couldn't believe it, but at the same time we did believe it, because we know how much we care, and that passion clearly came through to our peers and the fans.
So when you go to start with your content days and what you're talking about, your preparation up front, where do you start? Where do you, like, collectively as a group? Dustin mentioned already that you're trying to have a little bit more of a cohesive look to carry what's in what goes on social into the arena and vice versa. So where all do you start?
I could probably talk a bit to that. I think it's evolving still, and being a part. Coming into this season, it's not going to be completely ideal. But from the creative perspective, you know, what Tina was just talking about in winning awards, and I saw when we were a separate department, I saw Dustin's team and Tina's department winning all of these awards and getting so much industry respect and just doing incredible work. And I saw how much work they put into it. And I was, you know, we're sitting over in what we call the donut hole on the complete opposite end of the office. And I'm looking at them and thinking, like, I want us to be like that. Like, I don't want us to just be the service department where people submit requests and we're just production designers. And so I saw that and I was like, I just, you know, would go over and be like, I want part of this. What are you guys doing? What do we need to do? And learning from, Dustin's previous manager, Nate, who was great and kind of took us under his wing a little bit of, you know, how do you guys come up with your storyboards? And we want to be more cohesive instead of two departments. And so going into last year was the first time that we, even before we officially combined departments, we got together and really worked together on building our campaign and did it internally. And then it just went into a completely different level this past off season, really working together, making sure that everything we create has a purpose and a story behind it, which makes everything else so much easier when you know, the true meaning behind something. And so I think not exactly knowing what this season is going to hold and how we're going to bring it all together, I just know that we've definitely put in the, you know, we've built the foundation in order to come together and build all of the, whether it's at home experience, but definitely have come together to build that foundation in order to execute this coming season.
So all three of you have mentioned in some way, shape, or form about brainstorming and coming up with ideas and how you you have the creative manpower to be able to make it something come out of, you're able to come up with something that has some staying power and resonates with the fans in some regard. Can we talk through a little bit of what that process looks like for you when you go to ideate and where you start?
Sure. I mean, it depends what aspect we're speaking of, but if we're talking about in arena entertainment, that's for me, that's one of those things that I always try to remind everybody in my group. Tina hears it constantly and, you know, she's not the one I have to preach it to, but it's part of our organization that, you know, today in sports, there are so many entities that we're all holding up, from digital aspect to TV to print and ad based and sponsorships and all these things, that, you know, I always have to remind people that the games matter. Without our players on the ice and playing games on a given night, that's really where it all starts, right? All the stuff on the digital assets and all the things on social really don't mean anything if we're not playing hockey games. So for us, in a lot of ways, the brainstorming really, you know, after we come up with a creative look and feel for the year, which, like Whitney said, we really try to come together as a group. There's no bad answers off the top. I think a lot of the ways how we start those brainstorms is we're all really into what we do. This is also not only just our career, but it's also kind of our passion or our hobby. So we're always watching other people's content, whether it's sports or just any form of entertainment. So a lot of times, as a lot of brainstorms would anywhere, we start with things that we like, things that we've seen out there in the industry, Nike commercials, Adidas commercials, anything like that, that see what's going on. A lot of times from there, we like to break down how they made it. Some of us are gearheads and we love, you know, looking at the technology and the new lighting and all those kind of things. I think we don't always come to the conclusion of what our content's going to be for like an open, for instance, the same way. And I really like that. We don't pigeonhole ourselves into anything. The only thing we really have as a standard rule is that we don't want to copy ourselves, and we definitely don't want to copy someone else. We're always trying to kind of grow from what we've done the seasons past. So our media days and things are really example of something where we may have a really good idea, but if we all look at across the table at each other and go, that's really close to something we did in, you know, 16-17, we may back off from that idea because we really tried to just do something different and challenge ourselves. You know, all of us in the sports industry, media day is this, you know, big to do for all of us, because it's really our opportunity to get 90% of the content with our players. And so sometimes that can feel a little overwhelming to have to get all your stuff on one day. And I understand why sometimes people don't take big risks, because you really do have to leave that day with content that's going to, you know, air. You can't take major risks that you can't pull off. But my group and myself, we love to scare ourselves at least enough that the night before media day, we're a little nervous on how it's going to go, because we want it to be new. We want it to be different. We want to have vetted those ideas as much as possible and made sure the technology works. But we really want to try to push the envelope for ourselves, because it's such a fun opportunity to do so. But when it comes to the brainstorming, we open it up to a pretty sizable group. Our group is big, especially now that creative's involved, and we really try to have everyone come with concepts. And I mean, we've had open videos brainstormed at a table with us, and one of our part-time employees has thought of a great idea, and then we kind of expanded that idea and took it to the ice. And you would think that maybe we wouldn't have picked that idea because the person wasn't full-time or anything, but for us, it's really like best idea wins, and something that really excites us all is important, because we know in sports we're going to have smaller budgets, we're going to have tighter turnaround times, and we're going to have, you know, wins and losses maybe, you know, changing the opinion of our players when we try to do these shoots. So we really just try to be excited about ourselves, and that ultimately really always ends up with something that we're really proud of at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's great. The investment, it sounds like you invest in the people too, and help them push their boundaries and their skill sets of what they want to do and feel like they can add to the group. Whitney, I feel like that kind of also ties back into your comments about seeing from the donut, being able to see all this great work that was being done and recognition. So how does your design group fit into all of this now as well?
Yeah, somewhat similar to Dustin. We always like to know what's going on with other teams, and not just in sports. We like to know what brands, some of our favorite brands are doing, or startups, and try to pull inspiration. And similar to Dustin's crew is knowing how it was done. We even found old art books at used bookstores during the off season, and we would take pictures of the books and share kind of unique things that we would see. So just trying to do anything and everything to keep us inspired and keep us ideating. Our group, this past off season, we tried to take a look, and this coming season is our 30th anniversary, 30 years as an organization. And so, we kind of had that purpose in the back of our mind, and we wanted to look at, what does the 30th anniversary mean? I don't know that there's anybody on my team who's over 30 other than me, but, tried to go back and, what does that early 90s Sharks feel? What does that make you feel? We also were very lucky to have our original logo designer, Terry Smith, come in for a logo workshop last year. And he took us through, the history of the Sharks logo and branding, and we just learned so much. And so we took all of that we had kind of learned and all of the research we did about the early 90s and the formation of the team, and tried to put together what we want people to feel when they see our campaign and see the creative that we come up with. And so we had a lot of keywords, and we wrote a basic story of what we want the campaign to tell and how we want the creative to come across. So once we did that, there was just, a few rounds of designs and edits. And I will say I'd be really sad if I forgot to mention, though, that Brian Gundel was huge in our process this past off season. He was so generous with his time and feedback. He helped us a bunch. As did Ashley Strauss at the Lions and Aaron Lavore at the Niners, Brian Bizio at the Giants. I'm a firm believer in reaching out to other people in the industry and getting their feedback of, how do you guys go about this process, and bringing everything together. So that was a huge help. But working together with Dustin's team and becoming one department and getting a lot of feedback from Tina and other colleagues was huge as well. But yeah, we're excited to finally get it out there.
I was just going to say, one of the things that's been great with this is, at the start of the process this year was different than the start of the process in years past. And that was because we took that opportunity to build the look and feel together as a group and really come to terms with, what we were designing and what we were making.
Yep.
And some of that was just vetting. We may have had a really great brainstorm on a Thursday or Friday, and my motion graphics guys, Jamie McNeil and Sean Dott, would take that back and start putting it into motion over the weekend and see, where's the pitfall here in this design and where could it maybe not work in the motion part of our company. And that was a big step, because one of the things that we've all dealt with in the sports industry is working with an ad campaign that we didn't necessarily design, but we have to run with and bring that to life in the arena and on digital. And often most often in those situations, you're cutting corners, or you're doing everything you can with something that you might not love. You're trying to make it your own. You're trying to make sure that it works. but it may not have started in a position where you loved it. That opportunity for us this year is the first time with the Sharks that I've had that is we didn't have to take a marketing campaign that worked very, very well for print or worked really good in digital, but didn't work in motion graphics or didn't work in an arena or something that worked in an arena and just didn't translate to print. I've had those situations. And this time was, you know, it was just a kind of a dream for us to be able to design together and really vet all of those before we signed off on the final product and said, this is really what we're doing. Cause now we're not battling ourselves in any way, which is really helpful.
Yeah. I love that. You've all kind of mentioned this idea of starting with the story and really laying out the groundwork and doing some exploration and experimentation in order to really make sure that everything does work and that you have an opportunity to bring things together. So how long would you say that this process has taken? You spent the better part of the off season working on this collaboratively, collectively?
I mean, I started laying out the process that I thought it would take in February when I thought we'd have just a normal off season. and then in March, I would say we had a standing daily meeting. And there was probably 10 people invited to that meeting every day. And, you know, all of the three graphic designers, the two motion graphic artists, photographer, and some of the video guys would join when they could. And we worked almost every day from March through, when did we finally finish? August, September. And we're still working on finishing out the templates and getting everything ready to go. But I don't think you need all that time. I think we just had all that time. And so it was the first time that our groups came together and really worked like that. So we took advantage of the time. And I would also say that, of the three graphic designers, two of them, Jeffrey Rose and Nick Adkins, are 1 to 2 years out of college. I mean, out of high school for Jeffrey. So, we are creative direction by committee. And I don't know that that's ideal for anyone, but it's what we work with and it's how we do it. And I think everyone, Sean and Jamie are huge. They are just incredible visionaries. And as are Jeffrey, Nick, and Lawrence, but the team together and how flexible they were and how generous of their time and supportive of each other's process was really inspirational. And I'm so thankful for the team that we had where everyone kind of complimented each other and their abilities. So, I don't know that it would work for everybody, but we have a really great group that came together and put it together this off season.
It's interesting to hear, graphic designers, I don't think a lot of people really necessarily understand that when you put something into motion, that there are some things from that designing for motion is a little bit different than graphic design. And obviously getting the designs to work in video, working for the open and doing all of that. So I guess where do you guys feel the biggest adjustments have been for collaborating as a group and trying to pull in all these all the different people, different jobs into the same room. What's been the biggest benefit of that for all of you?
The biggest benefit is just real, like you said, I think it's really the understanding. I mean, and I would say this is something that our organization is trying to do across the board. And I know, I think, and my personal opinion is the strongest companies in the world run this way is really understanding each other. Understanding each other's workflows, understanding where this is going, what impact it has on the company. I know when I was, in my early 20s working in sports, it was hard to always understand the video edit that you're last minute being asked to put together and get out there. What impact does that have on the company? If you don't know what that is, a lot of times it just feels like a chore, right? You're getting it done because it was on your list of to-dos. But I think, having that understanding, cross understanding of how the the company works and how each individual works inside of their department, I think is only going to strengthen your entire team. And so that example melted down into the creative universe has been really great, because like you had just mentioned, there's a lot of similarities in design for print. There's a lot of similarities in design for motion graphics, but there are some major details there that, you know, that need to be done. And so now the conversations between, Whitney's Lawrence, who's maybe designing something in Illustrator or Photoshop, he understands now a little bit more what the motion graphics guys will need to make that be a 3D logo that can spin around in Arena. And so he's going to finish that logo. He's not going to necessarily cut the corners of, you know, we've all been there when that illustration doesn't have, you know, if a lightning bolt is flying through the letter, the letter might not be finished, right? You might not have all the illustration there that you need to make that a 3D element. So having that understanding together, I think, is going to help them grow. It already has, and I think that'll help them grow in their workflow together. But it's also really exciting because they can come up with creative ideas for each other. You know, if Lawrence designs something and it's a flat image, for Jamie and Sean to make that come to life and throw that in Arena, I think that just builds him with a little bit more passion too, to be a part of more than just what he thought that logo was originally going to be used for. We're really trying to use each other's work across the company for any way we can, especially now that we really have one vision together. There's a lot less back and forth as well. Having an understanding of what each other's workflows are and stuff, there's a lot less back and forth. And in the biggest, one of the biggest things that Whitney and I haven't even mentioned that was very sorely a problem when I started with the team in 14-15 was because there was two different creative entities making stuff. We all know that requests sometimes get awry, and someone in sponsorship could be asking for something from creative services and asking it for the video side to be doing something very similar, if not identical. And that duplication of work has completely been kind of alleviated from our problem. And you know, we're looking forward to the season being fully going. So, you know, everyone knows the off season and the regular season are quite drastically different with workloads. But it's nice now to know that the communication between the groups and the meetings we're having weekly, we can help each other out. And a lot of that work can, you know, kind of translate over to each other.
Yes. Yeah, so you touched on, you know, projects coming in there a little bit. Is there a singular point person now that, kind of takes in the requests, and then you all kind of talk about it, or, you know, Dustin, you and Whitney talk about it and figure out what the best plan of attack is, or how does that work right now?
Yeah, not quite yet.
Yeah, we're siloed with vision to each other is how I would say it now, or at least how I feel into this now, is that we just started working with Workfront. That's kind of our request situation. We're still very much learning that and trying to figure that out. But what's happening is requests are coming into Whitney's group, and I can see those. Whitney is managing those and with her team, but I at least have vision into what's happening, so I can look for those duplications or also support her when their workload is really high and maybe my motion graphics guy's workload isn't. That's one of those good situations where we can bring the teams together and kind of spread that work out if need be. We haven't really, you know, with the way that we've been working in the off season, we really haven't had that kind of situation yet, but we do see that as a potential to be able to help each other. But then for Tina and the video side of things, those requests are all kind of visual for all of us. So if Tina's putting in a request for game, you know, materials, video will see it, I'll see it, and more than likely Whitney's going to be able to have access into that as well. So it's not fully at a level where one person is overseeing all this, and we'll kind of see how we're taking on two processes at once. We're bringing these teams together and taking on Workfront at the first time. So you have to be seeing how that'll be, but right now it's a little siloed, but with at least vision into each other's workloads.
Yeah, like Dustin said, we're working in Workfront. Everyone's at a little bit of a different level, and it's just going to get so much better once we're back in the office together. I'm not sure when that's going to happen, but I think it will definitely help once we're together and can kind of just, you know, yell over the cubicle, hey, did you see this? Like, you know, should we meet up on this? And, but I would also say that the way Tina project manages her, you know, side of things is also something that we can definitely learn from is game day production is nothing to overlook. And managing all of those moving pieces is something that we're going to really benefit from learning more about.
Yeah, that's great. So when you get into talking about, you know, the graphic designers working with the motion designers, working with game entertainment, working with the videographers and everybody really starting to, you know, trade off work and trying to, you know, ultimately how you guys see this working with being able to try and offload and help each other when necessary. Have you seen more growth cross-functionally between those skill sets and between the group, you know, of your motion graphic designers picked up more design info and knowledge just because they're working together more?
Yeah, I would definitely say there's growth for everybody, and that's kind of been happening for a while. One of the big ones that we started with was when we did combine the video aspect of SJ Sharks Productions with event presentation. I would highly recommend that to people. It is it was a little eye-opening to realize how often a video project would be built and not quite understood how it runs in game ops, because my production guys on SJ Sharks Productions, at the time, that staff, those staff members had never worked games in that aspect. They were, you know, E&G shooters and great storytellers when they came to video, but they had never worked in a control room. So combining those groups together is really, really helpful for the knowledge. And you know, just as something as simple as how do I end this video if it's running in the bowl? Should I end it on the logo so the director has enough time to dissolve out of this? Or should I dissolve to black? Like, what works best for that? So that's something that Tina and the video group have really worked well and expanded each other's knowledge on, and motion graphic to video as well. And now we're seeing that happen again with Whitney's group and the motion graphics guys.
Tina, what have you seen?
I was just going to say, we've had so much consistency this past season, and it's only going to get better with the addition of Whitney's group and creative, just having our brand identity in Arena. When I first started, I started 16-17, and we were still kind of recuperating from being kind of separate from tech services and video production. And there were still a lot of project files where I was kind of confused. I was like, wait, tech services works on this, or does SJ Sharks production work on this? And it was still like kind of a little mishmash of which project file belonged to who. And now we have an understanding of where everything comes from, what everything looks like, everything goes into what we want the game day to feel like, whether there's a theme night or it's just a typical Sharks game. It's been so much better and refreshing and eye-opening to what everybody else does and the workload and what they need to get their job done.
So we've talked a little bit about quite a few of the advantages of blending as a group. Just curious if there are any challenges that have come up or something that changed that wasn't really anticipated or anything along those lines. I mean, overall, it sounds like it's been a really positive experience for all of you.
Yeah, overall, I think it's been super positive. I'm kind of not a third party, but I'm not an editor or one of the creative minds behind a lot of the projects, but I utilize them and I script them into the show to make an entertaining product, not only for the fans, but also home ice advantage for the players. So it's super important to have passionate people behind those projects, and for us to be one group and share that same passion and to really understand how each other's minds work and feed off of each other is absolutely incredible. Challenges wise, of course, there's always challenges that I've noticed and I've had myself, is just kind of breaking bad habits because you're comfortable with those habits, even whether they're right or wrong, you have to break out of them and make sure that, oh wait, we're all one department now, let's have a meeting all together, that kind of thing. Like we're breaking out of the bad habits and who to talk to for what thing. Like, no, we're one cohesive group. Like we're together, which we've done a fantastic job considering the circumstances. Cause back at the office, we would walk over to each other's desk all the time. It'd be just random creative session. The donut hole was one of my favorite places to go because I feel like a new idea came out of the donut hole every time I walked in there. So it's just, yeah, breaking those bad habits. We also have Daniel Bell, who does our game presentation for the San Jose Barracuda, and then Cameron Crouch, who is the event presentation coordinator for the Sharks, who came in this season, mid-season, nonetheless. So trying to break out of the habits of me doing both jobs, you know, and to teach kind of the next generation, and then incorporate Daniel more into our day-to-day with the Barracuda and make that one cohesive show part of the Sharks family as well.
Oh, the only challenges that I can think of are just the obvious ones of you know, there are times when the motion graphic designers and the videographers, you know, they're working on their own projects. And so we don't always get to, there are certain projects where we'd love to have everyone help out, but, you know, sometimes we just have to do it on our own. We can't always assume that everyone's going to be available for absolutely every project. You know, maybe one day if we can hire, you know, a ton of people, but I think that's just normal.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, more content requires more people. So I think we all want more, right?
Yeah, yep. We're a digital first company now, and I think everyone's digital first, except that's going to increase workload. And so hopefully that will increase budgets and staff, but we'll see.
Yeah, so coming out of COVID, is there anything that you've all done or learned from working more remotely that you feel like will positively impact, or that you're going to take and use going forward that you may not have thought of heading into this downtime or work from home time? I should say not downtime, because it's not downtime. It's work from home time.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's the smaller things, I think, are really the learning aspect for me. Whitney had mentioned earlier, our building is a little bit spread out. We have a west wing and east wing, and people are kind of not perfectly put into a like easy group. Whitney's pretty far from the production team. I think small things like just having teams like we have now, and being able to do video chats and share files the way we have, is really helpful, even when we're in the office, because we're not exactly physically close all the time. So I think small things like that for me personally will be kind of helpful.
Yeah, I just agree with what Dustin said, because I sit with sponsorship and my coordinator sits with ticket sales, which is a whole nother wing of the building. So it involves a lot of steps. In the physical steps in the building, but on Teams, we're able to hop on. For the most part, we have a scheduled weekly loosely scheduled weekly meeting, just based on everyone's availability. Because we all kind of already know how to work together, but we're able to just be like, "Do you have time to chat for 5 minutes via Teams?" versus having to like walk to the other side of the building. So that's been super helpful. So when we hopefully return back and hopefully are sitting with each other in the building, that'll be super, super helpful.
Yeah, I think we're just only going to get so much better after this experience. I think the one thing we really miss is, you know, working together and sitting together. And we used to just have so much fun and laugh and, you know, joke around. And it's really hard to do that on, you know, virtual meetings, of just the chit chat, or, "Hey, did you see that headline?" Or, "Oh, did you hear that song?" You know, like, so it's difficult, and everyone deals with isolation differently. And so it's just such an added stress on everyone. And then, you know, people like Dustin, who, you know, two working parents and having children and juggling all of that, I cannot imagine. So, you know, knowing what everyone is going through and just being really trying to be more respectful of everyone's space and what's going on outside of work. So I think once everything's a little bit more back to normal, hopefully, I think we're only going to have grown from the experience. But I also, I just have to say how incredibly grateful and lucky we are to still have our jobs, considering I know all of us, I'm sure, have so many friends and counterparts throughout the sports industry that do not have jobs because of, you know, how different organizations handle the pandemic. So you know, with any challenge, just incredibly grateful.
Dustin, do you have Anything else to add?
No, I mean, definitely echo Whitney's last sentiment there for sure. I mean, we know, you know, our owner and our staff, our president has been fantastic about keeping us all afloat and keeping us working, which is great. Been really understanding about those, you know, those family lives at home and making sure that, you know, we really do take care of that stuff before we dive into our work every day, which is, you know, really important. That home life balance has definitely been stressed by, you know, for everybody during pandemic. But it's been, I think, you know, I always try to look at these challenges and take the opportunities. And I think in some way I've been able to grow and learn about my staff more than I ever would have without pandemic in some ways. I mean, some of that is just due to the fact that we're in each other's houses every day, right? You know, these days with Zoom calls and things like that, you're pretty inside someone's life on a lot of these shots. I mean, as the two ladies on this call can definitely tell you, they've seen my daughter many more times than they ever thought they would in the course of 3 months, because she's constantly running in the room and asking me for something. So, it's, you know, I think that aspect in some way, I think, you know, the pandemic really separated us physically, but I think for our groups, you know, like Whitney had mentioned and Tina has mentioned, we're very fortunate with the people we work with inside of our creative team, because we feel very passionate about what we do. We really have trust in each other on our physical capabilities and just also like mentally where what we want to design for this team and why. But on top of that, I think we're also friends. You know, a lot of us really get along, and like Whitney said, it's those great conversations about a good, you know, new song that you've heard that a lot of times launches us in a new direction on something creatively, just because we want to, you know, we want to use our passions together and combine that content, and therefore we're really excited to show it to our fans, and our fans are generally very excited to see what we came up with next. So those things are great. So I think the pandemic is, you know, like I said, physically distanced us, but in a lot of ways in our creative group, and I think I've heard from other teams and their creative groups, it's surprisingly kind of brought us together as well, and you know, that empathy for each other and understanding what's happening in our day-to-day lives, but also just knowing that, you know, we're out there looking for creative stuff, sharing it daily, and that conversation for all of us creatives out there, you know, a lot of times, you know, a simple YouTube video link sent to a friend in the industry really speaks volumes, because you're talking about a passion you guys share together. So I think those kind of things have been really great.
That's all fantastic. I think, you know, you can really tell that the passion and the interest and the love and appreciation that all of you have for what you do, and wanting to get back into the office together, and having those times together and producing content, and, you know, having the opportunity to win awards and working, doing it together, I think really comes through. Whitney, would you mind bringing us home with what you see, where you see all of this going as we go on here?
Would like to win a lot more awards. I think, so, you know, over the off season, trying to think about, you know, not just taking a restructure for what it was, but really looking at where we could go in the next couple of years. And I think we've talked a lot about how the strengths that we have in our organization and our creative departments, and the incredible talent that we have. And so how can we utilize it in order to get better for the entire organization? So just took a look at our operating structure as is, and how we could get better and almost become more of an internal agency, so that we are the experts in our field, where, you know, our colleagues, you know, when I need to know something about partnerships, or when I need to know something about foundation, you know, I know that when I go to those people that they know what they're talking about and they are experts in their industry. We want our colleagues to look at us like that, and come to us for ideas and, you know, what is the goal of your project, and let's do this together. And for events, you know, everything is changing so much that, you know, in-game events, you know, could change to at-home events and stuff like that. So where does Tina's expertise come in, and how can we bring everyone's strengths together in order to make our entire organization better? So just put together some sample operating systems and what that looks like, and spoke to counterparts at other teams, Shirley Zhang Hamlin at the Atlanta Hawks and Alex Parker at the Miami Dolphins, Alicia Dreyer at the Minnesota Vikings. They all do it so incredibly well, and just tried to get some best practices. So hopefully in the coming years, when the world is a little bit more back to normal and we're hosting hockey games and having fans excited again, hopefully we can start moving towards that direction. And I think, one name that hasn't been brought up, but we should definitely say all of our lives have been made easier because of our photographer, who also wins lots of awards, Brandon Magnus. Making sure that he is, a much more vital person to everyone in the organization as well, and bringing all of our talents and strengths together in order to bring more, I don't know how to put this lightly, but, value the work that we do and make sure that we're seeing the revenue gains from the talent that we have.
Well, thank you so much for making Creative Sports Podcast part of your day. We'd love to hear your thoughts, feedback, and suggestions, so pop on over to the Sports Creative Community on Slack and connect with us and your fellow creatives. If you're enjoying this podcast, we'd love it if you shared it with a friend or a coworker, and leave us a 5-star rating so other people will be able to find us as well. And don't forget to subscribe so that you're the first person to catch each new episode. Remember, the world needs your voice, so keep creating.